Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven is not just a place in the sky. It's a home in our hearts. It's a place inside where spirit moves in perfect grace, like an ocean of love, where the stillness of time. You're the guest of honor in your heart, invited to the holy temple from the start. So be with your search no more, search no more, be with your love. Freedom does not just belong to a child, it's the joy of our soul, shining bright through.
And welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. And for those of you who listen to the replay, thank you for taking time out of your day and tuning in. Whether you listen live or to the replay, remember it's recorded live, so the energy is as fresh and green as the moment I'm speaking the words. You were just listening to Muriel, and that song is called Heaven. I found Muriel's music, I never say by accident, because I believe that, synchronistic events happen at really key timing. And someone posted her music on my Facebook page the day after my brother passed away. And I've just found her music to be so healing and so amazing for me that I connected with her in Ireland and asked for permission to use her music, and she was very gracious in allowing me to use her music. So I want to thank Muriel for allowing me to use her music. And you can find her on the internet if you just, her website is just muriel.com, M-U-R-I-E-L. So we have an exciting show tonight. We have special guest, intuitive, certified intuitive, and weight relief coach, Susan Mullen, with us tonight. Now, some of you who have may have caught our last show with Susan, remember it was during a Mercury retrograde, and we had technical difficulties that we're really praying that we get through this show without any technicalities. So I know I heard Susan chuckle on the other line. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, Cynthia. I'm great. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. So thank you so much for being with us today. It really means a lot for me for you to take the time out of your schedule to be here.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be back. Thank you for having me back. I'm happy to connect with everyone again and get through this smooth sailing.
Right. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I put out all of my guides, come and surround the electronics today and keep them all working well.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. Oh, my goodness. We already have a caller on the line and we're barely starting. So, caller, if you would just hold on for a couple of minutes. I just want to go through a couple of quick things. First, you can find Susan. Susan, give us your website.
It's Susan T. Mullen, MULLEN.com. And on Facebook, it's Susan Mullen, Intuitive Living.
Very good. And congratulations on your certification as an intuitive coach and weight release coach through MICI, Colette Baron Reed's Foundation. So congratulations on that.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's exciting because I have firsthand experience, great experience with the program and with Susan personally, where working with Colette's coaches, I have lost over 35 pounds in, 14 months. And I worked with Susan over the summer, and I lost 15 pounds, and I didn't even have to try. It was really phenomenal. Susan, are you there? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe Mercury in retrograde is already started. I think we have lost Susan. Susan, are you there? Oh, my goodness. Okay. If anyone is in the chat room, I can see there are some people in the chat room. Would you please let me know if you can hear me okay? Because I can't hear Susan. I think we have lost her. And I am going to, so if you guys in the chat room can let me know if you can hear me, that would be great because I can't hear Susan. I think she's vaporized. Oh, I can't believe Mercury is going to do this to us again. All right, so guys, let me just check my connections here and make sure I am still actually logged in. Yes, I am still in. Okay. I'm going to open it up to the caller because I want to see if you guys can actually hear me. So this is area code 401, last four digits, 7807. Oh, hi, caller. Are you there?
Hi, it's Susan.
Hi, Susan. I can't believe.
Mercury's retrograde. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I can't explain this. My phones always work. It's Cynthia. It's our energy, you and I. This happens.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. And, we just lost the caller.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe
I don't know
is
what we do,
again.
But it happens to be Mercury retrograde again. We know that. But it's me and you. Sometimes it's me and you.
Well, you know, I think it is because we've been working together for quite a while now, and our vibrations are both very high. So I think that, you know, that definitely with coupled with Mercury retrograde.
We
both promised not to meditate before the show today, knowing that we would blow up the lines.
That's right. I did very little. I did a lot of detour behavior that I will not to do. So I was sort of like, I'm going to stay in my 3D, and I'm going to try to, you know.
And we can talk about the detour behavior when we get into the call a little bit.
Sure. Absolutely.
I can't believe that we already lost the caller, too. Crazy. So caller, 401 number, area code, if you'd like to call back in, we'd love to talk with you.
Yes, we would.
We would. Okay, so I apologize. It looks like it's going to be another Mercury in retrograde show where communication is an issue. So this has been a really big, going right into Mercury retrograde, that's a good segue. This has been a big, heavy Mercury retrograde for so many people. And it's not just because it's a Mercury retrograde. It's also because Saturn is in Scorpio right now. And this really makes us step into looking at what is real, what's real in our lives. Are your thoughts real? Are your emotions real? Is your love real? It's bringing us out of the delusion and deceiving, sometimes how we deceive ourselves of things that we think are real and being in our story, stuck in our story, which I think we'll talk about a little bit about tonight about being stuck in your story. And, this is time, so it's perfect. I mean, the astrological lineup for this week for our show is perfect. Again.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. So this is really a time to break down the illusions being in your story. You have an opportunity now to really be the captain of your own ship and to line your ducks up in a row and make life-changing choices to, get your life to what you want to see it to be. Choices that are made, you know, if you choose not to make those choices, this is a time where the choices are going to be made for you, and you might not like the results. So though it's hard work to when you go within into the darkness of ourselves and our soul and the depths of who we are, the payoff is so great when you do the work and you come out of it that, I think anybody who can do this work is to really be taking your hat off to because it is hard work. But, this is really the time now to get into your feelings, feel your feelings because your feelings are really the only thing that's real. Take the time to look at your feelings. And when you're moving forward with your choices, remember you have your inner child and you have fears that you have to take into account when you're making your decisions. And, part of the work that Susan does is really going into the depths of looking at sort of your story and what you've told yourself of the past. Don't trust blindly now, but it's really a time to make good soul connections, find your community, walk with purpose and be conscious and commit to love. And that doesn't mean, if you're in a relationship that you have to propose to someone, but if you want to do that this month, hey, good for you. And let us know if you do. It's also in numerology, an 11-2 month. And so that is actually a really good time for relationships to, if you're single, it's a great time to get out and start some serious dating and know that this is a month where your intuition will be stronger and you should really trust it, trust your gut. You know, 11 is viewed as a doorway of opportunity that you can choose to walk through, which goes right along with the astrology that I was just saying, that now is the time for you to guide your own ship. So it's all about choices. And, you know, it's the time to really look at those deep questions. Am I happy in my relationship? Is it time to seek counseling to make them better, or is it time to walk away from them? How is my career? Is it, you know, is it time for you to spruce up your resume and get some resumes out there, looking for a new job, or even, you know, create a new job in the one you're in, and even sometimes that can be just a new attitude. Or maybe you have a business that you've always wanted to start. You know, this is really a doorway of opportunity. So it's all up to you now, what you want to do with it, where you want to go with it, and are you ready to walk through the door? You know, it's up to you to see the choices and make the commitments. All right. So that's kind of a mad cap dash through the astrology and numerology for this month. And so if you guys all want to get a grab a drink of water if you haven't already, because you're going to need it by the time we're done with this show. So, you know, talking about looking back, Susan, to the report, you know, the astrology report, with coming up clear with your emotions and what's real, what can you tell us about how we get stuck in our stories and how that can relate to your work as an intuitive and a weight relief coach?
I mean, that it's there's so many connections with all of it. It all relates. You know, when we talk about, like, being stuck in our stories or living in the past, a lot of it, we don't realize we have control of it or that we don't, but that we're even operating out of that mode. Sometimes we just believe everything we've been told since we were 5 years old. You know, when we're age 1 to 5, or I think it's 1 to 6 or 7, we're in program mode. We're downloading everything. And, you know, this is where we inherit our, you know, stories from our families, or this is where we learn our family tree or history. As we grow, we all of us, you know, are wounded somehow, or we hear something, or, you know, you're the one in the family that does da-da-da. So whatever it is, we sort of we keep the labels, and they keep, it's like a tape in our heads, but it really affects how we see ourselves and live and work, and it keeps us young and small, and we're not living intuitively. So part of what I do, well, the big part of intuitive coaching is getting out of that left side analytical brain where the stories are and getting into the right side creative brain and using a process that Collette Baron-Reed invented and trademarked, and it's this cutting edge, you know, magic pill of what we do that allows us to do that. And we can get in and we change energy and we see the stories from completely different perspectives. We find out what was ours, what wasn't, what never was, what was inherited, what did we make up. I mean, it's all there. We can go in and find it. We can laugh. We can change it. Whatever it takes, we are freer energetically, and the byproduct of anybody being free energetically is you can drop whatever it is you need to drop. It's weight loss, or it's another addiction, or whatever it is. It's you can just change a lot of things that way. So it all connects. It's all important.
Mm-hmm. And this process that you're talking about, the Envision process, is quite different than traditional sort of analytical psychotherapy in the fact,
correct.
Yeah, where, you know, myself having a great deal of firsthand experience with this, having the fortunate blessing of being sort of a guinea pig for you guys, for all the coaches, you know, for several, actually I've worked with a couple of coaches through Colette, and, you know, and it's been quite a blessing for me. And I have really come to value the Envision process, where I, you know, I have done traditional psychotherapy in the past, marriage counseling and, you know, all sorts of different counseling,
right.
Family counseling, individual counseling. And though I had some results, I never really got to the core of the things to really sort of, we'll say heal, if that, you know,
yeah.
is appropriate. But with the Envision
right.
process and working with you, I've really gotten into layers and depth that I really shut off and closed off parts of my life, which we often do, particularly if we have trauma, you know, where
right.
we often forget or just block off those parts. And
right.
with the Envision, you know, explain a little bit about how, where it's different from psychotherapy, where
okay.
rather than
yeah.
using talk therapy, you use this Envision process. And can you explain a little bit about how this works and you know, how it differs? Because
yeah.
it's really remarkable.
Yeah, I would like to. And I think it's important to know the difference. And, you know, first
mm-hmm.
of all, like intuitive coaching and the Envision process, it is not therapy. We learn that day one. You know,
right.
there are a lot of instances where a lot of real people need a real therapist.
Correct.
This is an energetic process that goes hand in hand with a coach. You know, we're trained a little bit traditionally in a lot of this. So it's really for everyone to get out of your head, you know, to go different places quickly and to relieve overwhelm, you know, to release overwhelm. And once we can manage overwhelm, we can manage the weight of our world, everything else can fall together. It may not be for really horrible, critical things that happen in our lives. There's a place and a person for that. You know, there are other professionals clearly qualified. This is a tool in a coach's tool belt. You know, Colette Baron-Reed says, you know, you must participate in your own rescue. And I think therein lies the difference of, you know, this allows you to participate with me in, you know, whether the rescue, you know, losing weight, releasing overwhelm, switching things in your mind, you know, it's perspective. But you must participate. You have to show up and work with me. It's fun. It's a highly intuitive journey. So it's not all dark and deep. And you do come out on the other side like going, whoa, you know, I can't believe the stuff I learned. And you can manage your life easier. And it's just that cool. So,
right, right. And,
okay.
you know, from my own experience, again, having, you know, done a fair amount of traditional psychotherapy and so forth. And, you know, there is definitely a need for that and a time, especially if you're in real crisis. For me,
right.
however, I have found that this work is so much more profound and really gets you to a place. It's not scary. It's not where you have to talk about over and over again what you've been through. You know, it sort of it goes into the subconscious mind, and a lot of Colette's work is based on Jungian psychology. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Very Carl mm-hmm. Jung, correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, which
you're
is,
absolutely right. Everything you just said. Yes. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Go on.
Right, right. Well, and so, you know, it's where you sort of take a in part of the process is taking a journey into different areas of what a, say, for example, can you give us an example if you're in a fearful place in your life? What would you do, how would you work with someone if trying to think of some of the things we did.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I remember, you know, some conversations with you and others. A good example might be somebody call, you know, having a, one of our sessions, and, you know, somebody is going, I'm saying, hey, what can I help you with today? What's going on? And it could be a horrible situation at work. Everybody was throwing work at you. Your boss, you know, almost fired you, and everything that could have gone wrong, you know, just overwhelm, a horrible day at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would just talk a little bit, and we would put this into perspective and find a place where we could look at it differently from a different angle. And just say, what, you know, what would that look like? And we get into metaphors and archetypical landscapes, and we use pictures. So that's the Carl Jung part of it. And
right. It's
what makes it fun. But it changes our chemistry. It changes energetically inside. And at the end of it, you have tools. You get through it. You see it. Sometimes we see how small, not really how small it was at the time. It's not small because it happened to you. But later, we can put it in perspective. And we can, when it happens again, we know what to do. So in a weight release program, we might not go to the fridge. We're going to go, oh, this is that time we talked about. And it's right now, as I'm reaching for the cookie that I always have at 3 o'clock at work, this is what Susan meant. Oh, this is why I'm reaching for the cookie at 3 o'clock. Or you walk into a room, and a different example might be if somebody is empathetic, highly intuitive or empathetic, and they just don't know it, they have porous boundaries. That means their energy fields are connecting with everyone else's. They don't even know it. So in order to feel grounded, here we go. We get into some, she's going to be munching at work. She's going, you know, you're going to just be on Facebook all day at work. Whatever it is, there's a detour habit that's keeping you from feeling and keeping, you know, trying to get grounded in doing anything than what you're supposed to be doing. And a lot of it is avoiding feeling. So you could, someone like me and someone like you, Cynthia, I know we are very empathetic and highly, you know, sensitive to the energy around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was growing up, I couldn't stand crowds. Well, I still can't, but I didn't know why. But I could, the crowds, holiday parties, going to the mall, going to the movies, you come home and you're just in a bad mood, or you don't know why you're cranky. And it's like, oh, everybody's stuff got in your stuff, you know, and it mixed. And you could just feel the couple fighting 5 rows away from you. Whatever it was affected you, and we didn't know it. So this program is great in helping me, anyways, because it's helped others, and being able to manage the porous boundaries and close them up and live and just live free and happy and lighter.
Right, right. And, I grew up the same way and still, you know, have a difficult time with big crowds. And, you know, I'm not a mall person. I tend to do my holiday shopping a little bits here and there when I'm just out and about at little stores, local stores. I'll grab a little this or that. I never, like, go to the mall to do holiday shopping or things like that.
No, I never do either.
No, I just can't. And, you know, like you said, a lot of us didn't understand that. And, you know, maybe, you know, listening to this show is probably ringing a bell for a lot of people. Saying, oh,
yeah,
that's why, you know, I am the way I am, because, you know, there are so many people now who are highly empathetic and intuitive who have incarnated at this time, this age of Aquarius, where, you know, the female energy, or the intuitive empathetic energy that is going to rush us into the new age, so to say. And not saying that you have to be female, but it's just that female energy, because there are lots of guys out there now who, you know, are very empathetic and intuitive as well and sensitive. So this is for women and men.
Right.
And
absolutely.
It doesn't, And again, like you said, it doesn't have to be necessarily that you're holding weight, although many of us who are intuitive do tend to hold weight without even realizing why you're holding on to the weight. And I know one thing that's been very significant for me that Colette has used as part of her program is, the Envision process, but also coupled with salt baths. And if I'm not able to take my salt bath, then I have a spray that I have created that I use. And that is really makes a difference for me. I know if I don't have a bath for a day or two, I'm just like I feel like I've stuck my finger in an electric socket.
And then it's like, exact same way.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, yeah. I have to take a bath now.
Yes. And I'm glad you brought that up. The pink Himalayan salt baths were a godsend to me. When I discovered this as part of the program, because I started out as a volunteer in the weight release program.
Right.
That's how I got into the whole thing. So, it was very successful, but all these bells were going off. I'm like, this is me. Okay, that worked for me. This whole program, it was like a gift to me. But the salt bath, and how that works, when I explain to people, it's hard to understand. How can you put your body in a salt bath, and how can that really make you feel, take away your energy and calm it? But the best way to describe it is that it does. Your energy field is affected. It's on like an ionic level with the salt baths.
Right.
These are found, in the oceans, and they're very, if you sit long enough, you are smooth. It works. It's creating an energy balance in your field. And when I come out, I feel like dead weight. I'm like, oh, I just got out of a sauna. Everything is gone, all my overwhelm. So we're not going to go run and try to feel grounded. We already do. It's wonderful. It's a must of the program, and it works.
Right, right. And there's really science behind it, though, where, with the positive ions and the negative ions, and when we accumulate psychic interference or lint or junk on our person, in our auric field, in our energy field, those are positive ions, and they're not healthy. And, you see a lot of air filters out there that put negative ions into your atmosphere. And because the negative ions is what you want, that charges your energy field. And the pink Himalayan salt bath does the same. And I actually did quite a lot of research when looking for what I found is, and I'm going to give a shameless plug here, but what I found while researching while developing my products for my company, Alchemy of the Earth, I found that a lot of Himalayan salts out there are treated with radiation and or can be bleached. So you really have to be conscious of, what you're putting into your bath, because you wouldn't take a clump of uranium and dump it in your bathtub and then get in there for 20 minutes.
Right.
So I think that's really, really important. And many people are unaware of, you see, oh, this is all natural. Well, it may say all natural, but if you the company stands behind it and says, yes, our salt is not treated with radiation, it's not bleached, you really want to know what you're putting in your bathtub. And that goes with all body, anything you put on your body. And, my sprays also where I use the same pink Himalayan salt that is all natural, not non-radiated and not bleached, and a combination of essential oils that is a blend particularly to clear the auric field, the energy field. And again, people can find those on my website, alchemyoftheearth.com, alchemyoftheearth.com. But anyway, enough about that. So, oh my God,
true.
I can't, It is. And again, I came to making these products. It wasn't by accident, because there are no accidents. You know, synchronistic events, and just like working with the Envision process, one of the things, talking about synchronistic events, that I realized recently in my life, where, you know, things happen to all of us. We've all had trauma. I mean, there's no way around it. Somewhere in our lives, none of us come out unscathed. And I was looking at certain things in my life that had happened in the past, or choices that I had made, looking at them as an individual sort of item and saying, oh my God, this was so bad. And then, oh, and here's another thing, and this was so bad. And, oh, look at this. But then, through the process of working with the Envision process and working with the coaches, when I connected all the dots together, I realized, oh my gosh, if this thing that I had thought was so bad that I did, or that happened, hadn't happened, then this next thing wouldn't have happened. And then this, and then that, and then that. And it's like, wow, it's a whole big picture. And now it doesn't look so bad anymore. Now it's like, wow. So all
that's
this,
right.
These little compartmentalized, these things that I was compartmentalizing in my mind, which I'm sure there are a lot of people that do that, you know,
yes.
Sort of came together and made this picture that sort of flows now and says, thank God that happened, because had it not happened, then, you know, this wouldn't have happened. And, you know, I use the example.
Yes.
One example is I had lost a job in college, and I thought, and it was my fault, and I thought, oh my God, how horrible a person am I, losing this job and whatnot. And, you know, I got another job a couple of weeks later. And but all those, these years, I've carried that, oh, how bad am I, because I lost this job. And but then through this process, looking at the synchronicities, if I hadn't lost that job, I would have never met my son's father.
Correct. You know, it's true. If we stay somewhere too long, if we know we're not doing the right intuitive thing, but we're scared, not that you were, but for anyone, the universe will decide for us. You know,
will
fall apart or together. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and one quote I love is, we do not produce failures, only results. So that wasn't even a failure. That was a result, so you could meet your future husband.
So, right, exactly.
Right, it's the same perspective, and you're absolutely right.
Right, exactly. And but, you know, I think so many of there are so many of people out there like myself who tend to be very critical and hard on ourselves. So how can this process help people like me out there?
Well, to be critical and hard on yourself, which we all are and have been, we can be, but now we can catch it. We don't have to be. Is to decide not to live in judgment. So if, like me, I really try, you know, and try not to judge others. Like, I'd rather be curious than judge. And who am I to think what I'm not walking in someone else's shoes and all of that? But to turn it around and put it on yourself. Why are we so hard on ourselves? Where
right.
did that come from? Where did we get the right to do that? Well, a lot of people don't put it that way. They think it's a right to be hard on yourself. You're supposed to. You're supposed to, you know, it's strong to put yourself down. Well, no. It's very sad. It's very weak. I mean, not to put a label either way, but it's a different perspective. It's not emanating from love. So when we don't love ourselves, that's when we, you know, truly, it's a very gray area, and it's different for a lot of people. But this process, with different situations with a client, in a way she may or he, you know, judging themselves or criticizing and just kicking themselves a little too hard on a perceived failure and looking at it in an envision process and just gaining a different perspective on how it could look from a different angle if we did something else, just something small that could make it better, and how it might, how the big picture, when you look around, it's not that big.
Right.
And really, it's really just big to us. No one else really noticed. And these perspectives just suddenly become apparent, and it's like, oh, okay. So it's just, it really gets rid of the overwhelm or fear, criticism on ourselves, others, work, a boss, anything, a spouse. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't mean it's not real to you. It is. But key to, you know, if you can think of that, is to just, it lightens up everything. And it lightens up how we treat ourselves and others.
Right, and it gives you the tools when you're in that moment of going, oh, my God.
Yes.
To say, okay, wait a minute. What am I, where am I, you know? And there's a couple of questions that you ask yourself, I know, with this process. Now, I know we only have like 17 minutes left already, so I don't know really if we have time to do like a fast general process or not.
Because
we have so many things I want to cover. I want to talk about
Let's keep talking.
Because I want to cover your up-and-coming events. And, you know, while I want to give out your website again, because I tend to talk right to the last second and run out of time. So for those of you who have jumped on late, we are talking today with Susan Mullen, and Susan is a certified intuitive coach through the MICI program founded by Colette Baron Reed. She is a certified intuitive coach and weight release coach as well. And Susan's website, SusanTMullen.com. And you can find her on Facebook. Go ahead, Susan.
Susan Mullen, Intuitive Living.
Cool, great. And then for you, those of you guys who are looking for me when I'm not on the air, you can find me on Facebook as well. And my public page is Facebook.com/intuitive medium psychic gifted healer animal communicator inspirational teacher Cynthia Fontaine. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And I actually put out and said, do you guys think I should shorten this to all my Facebook fans? And they're like, no, we like it. So it's staying for now. If you have trouble finding that, my private page is Cynthia, CynthiaFontaine, .142, and that's Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on LinkedIn, Pinterest, Blogger. My website is just my name. I keep it simple, CynthiaFontaine.com. So if you have, if you'd like to get on my email list, send me a contact form from my website. And I know you have that as well if people would like to sign up for your newsletter. Is that correct, Susan?
I do, on my website, SusanTMullen.com. There's a little place that says subscribe. And I give out I give them something as well for signing up. So they get a little soul essential ideas that they can live with right now as a gift.
Oh, that's fantastic. How thoughtful.
Yeah.
So if you guys would like to get a little soul essential gift, some tips from Susan, sign up for her newsletter on her through her website, SusanTMullen.com. And that's all the, sort of housekeeping things. So now you have some exciting things coming up in January. Is that right?
Yes,
is the timing?
Exactly.
At the beginning of the year?
Oh, no, so, go ahead. I didn't know.
I just want to make sure the timing was right. So that January is the right timing, the beginning of the year?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Now you have two big new exciting things that you're launching, and the first I'd like to talk about is Remap, the weight release series based on Colette Baron-Reed's best-selling book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, exactly. It's what I just became certified in. It's what I've been studying for a year and a half, and
mm-hmm.
this work is based on her book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize they do feel too much, but
mm-hmm.
if they've been listening to the show, they may be going, oh, that could be me, or somebody they know. And I'm picking January on purpose because I happen to be doing different things right now through the fall that I already had in place.
Mm-hmm.
And January sort of starts the new year. Not that I'm a big one on let's, kick off something new, but it coincides with new beginnings. The holidays are over, and it's time we can all focus on just something for the winter and getting in alignment. And it's just a nice time, I think, for me and clients. I've heard from a few already. So, yes, I'm launching my series, and it's 8 weeks. It's a few sessions a week. There's homework. There's a guide. And it's the whole Weight Release Energetics program with me. And it's very exciting. It's on my website, the whole description. And I don't know how much time you want to spend talking exactly about it, but.
Okay, well, let me get back to my dashboard here and see how much time we have left, because I also want to talk about your other program that you're getting ready to launch as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can talk a couple of minutes about this. So this
okay.
is this work is pretty much the work that we've done together, and
yeah.
I've had remarkable results. I've like many people out there, I've tried diet, I've tried exercise. I mean, I walked 8 miles a day for 20 years and still gained weight. I biked 12 miles twice a week. I rollerbladed. I did all kinds of things and just could never seem to lose the weight that I wanted to lose. And again, not realizing that the reason for me why I was gaining weight, because as you know, we've talked about my eating habits and how I really wasn't actually taking in enough food to keep my blood sugar levels steady, for the amount of calories I was eating, I should have lost weight, and I just kept gaining weight. And it was because of a lot of it was because of emotional overwhelm, and I couldn't distinguish if it was mine or if it was somebody else's, or even if I could distinguish that it wasn't mine, I didn't have the tools to be able to say, well, I know this isn't mine, and these are the tools that I can use to relieve that overwhelm. But now working with you, I have a set of tools that I know I can go back on and say, oh, when I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed or, for whatever reason that might be, whether it's to do with work or just if I've been in a large group of people, I can say, okay, where am I? Where is my mind right now? Am I in the past? Am I in the future? Because when you're in overwhelm, you're not thinking in the present state. Isn't that correct, Susan?
Right. A lot of times you're on just repeat mode of what you've always done when overwhelm sets in for you. So, correct. We're just in automatic mode when we flip
right.
out or, yes, correct. We're reacting. We're not responding to the situation. We're not getting a different perspective and asking a few critical questions that just tells us everything. But absolutely right. Yes, and in coinciding, I've been in the wedding industry for 17 years. I am a wedding photojournalist. I shoot weddings. And I do that part-time. It's my creative outlet. I love it. Do a little bit of it now. It's great. And I
right.
really, and I don't know how many brides I've come to know and love. And in all these years, they've all said, oh, if I could just lose 20 pounds before my wedding, ha-ha, or 10, you know, I get that. I was a bride once. And I just went, huh, this is perfect. Why?
Right.
I know the wedding industry. I know brides. I know what it's like. I have something else I could possibly help them with. And I developed something called the Unveiled Bride. It's a weight release energetic series specifically
mm-hmm.
tailored. It is tweaked, and it is specifically for the bride-to-be. And very similar to the, you know, it's 8 weeks. It's working with me. But I also toss in, you know, some planning strategy. I have a lot of experience at weddings and the planning, and I can help with overwhelm on what's really important. I could help her see what's important, what's not, what to focus on. Do you have too many people planning your wedding? Oh, you know, help with the overwhelm that way. So as well as lose weight, tidy up her force boundary. You know, help her fit in mind, body, and soul. And it's sort of the best of both of my worlds. It's my two skill sets, and I'm passionate about both. And I thought, well, you know, I think there are some brides out there that might want to do this. We'll see.
Oh, you know, definitely. And I can definitely speak firsthand experience in the bridal industry, because many of you may not know, but and I'm not sure if you know, Susan, either, that I owned a florist shop for many years.
Right.
And,
That's right.
You know, the florist is one of the last people that the brides see before the big day, and often finalize the fine details. Some days it can be a day or two before the wedding because the little things have changed or so forth. And, you know, we've had the worst case that we ever had was when our delivery man went to deliver the flowers for this one particular bride. She had locked the entire wedding party out of the house and was in the house screaming at the top of her lungs because something had turned out not exactly as she had wanted it. And that, you know, for anybody who's out there who is, my daughter by choice, we'll call her, my best friend's daughter, just got married in June. And, you know, all of us have been through a wedding either ourselves or with kids or loved ones, and we know how stressful it can be. And so I really would definitely recommend this program for bride, you know, up and coming brides. The Unveiled Bride Weight Release Energetics is the name of the program. And because something always goes wrong in a wedding, no matter how perfect you plan it. And I don't want to say wrong, but I've never seen a perfect wedding where everything has gone off without a hitch. So I think this can really help brides deal with when things come up that aren't perfect, because they're going to. And also, it can help them get into that wedding dress that they want to get into at the same time.
Right. It absolutely does. One hand feeds the other. It's to me, the way I designed it, and, you know, I just thought, wow, I wish I had this when I was getting married. And just to give you a little bit of strength on, you know, if this is your wedding and you're planning it and you're paying for it, you know, just a little bit of strength in that area. Some brides, it's just not as easy. You know, it's hard to handle. They work full-time, most of them. They have a whole full plate. And to plan a party like this, it's a lot. It takes a lot. And family emotions get into it. I can't wait
absolutely.
To see, take my teeth into, you know, into helping some of these lovely people, you know. So when I was picturing, what am I going to call this? I literally saw this woman lift her veil up, the Unveiled Bride. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's how it came to me.
Perfect. Yeah. I think it's absolutely perfect. The Unveiled Bride. Yeah, absolutely perfect. So we've only got 4 minutes left, if you can believe that. Oh, my God. So I don't know if we really have time for a process. What do you think? Like a couple minutes, two minutes? Just a quick grounding or something?
Okay. Let me see.
Maybe just a quick grounding to bring people into the present. Something. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. No, I have a quick one. There's one that a lot of people ask me, like, how do I know if something is right or wrong for you? So if everybody's just sitting at home listening, just get comfy in your chair, relax, take a few deep breaths, and let your body relax completely from your shoulders down to your feet. And think of something or someone in your life right now that you are questioning. You don't know which way to turn. And just notice how your body feels when you think of it or them. Where do you feel this in your body? Where does the energy land? And just notice. And notice where you are in this energy. Are you in the weight of a pull? Or are you pulling it? If you feel light and open and a bit energetic and good, then this is right for you. If you are feeling a tightness or contraction or constricted, then this situation or person is not right. You're either pulling it or it's pulling you. We feel this in our body. And with practice, this can be done anytime, anywhere. It's a very intuitive way to check in with your higher consciousness and your gut to see if a person or situation is right for you. It takes a minute, but you can learn to feel the answer in your body. I think we should teach this to our kids at age 5, you know, get them through high school. Just, this is where we block, you know, we become humanized and we're told to listen to, you know, get in line, listen to authority and not ourselves. So it's a great exercise that we can awaken our intuition and listen to our bodies. Our bodies have the answers.
Right, right. And I know from my own experience, when I haven't listened to my inner guidance, my intuition, it's always bad.
Same with me.
Yeah, really bad. So, you know, it's really getting to know your body and listening to it. And like you said, is it tight? Does it feel tight and contracted? Or does it feel more relaxed? And it can be, you know, where your stomach feels balled up and you know, when you've got, like, knots in your stomach.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, so that's a really great, simple tool. And so thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
It's,
you're very welcome. I use it all the time. I use it when I'm making a decision, when I'm weighing a couple of things, and I know where things land in my body now, and it's a 30-second process for me, and it's always the right answer. And it may not, the world may say, no, it's not, and have all kinds of evidence, but later you find out it is. And it's very cool that way.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and I love quick, simple processes because people are busy these days. So, Susan, we are almost out of time. We only have a minute left. So, again, I want to encourage people to check out Susan's website, SusanTMullen.com. Take a look at the up-and-coming, really exciting programs that she is offering, Remap the Weight Release Series, which is for everybody. And it's not necessarily if you have weight that you want to lose, but even if you just are, you know, intuitive, empathetic, and want to learn how to deal with empathy overload. And then the Unveiled Bride, Weight Release Energetics. I can't believe we're already out of time. Susan, I want to thank
you so much
for joining us
today.
You. We've got.
I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And thank you for all the fabulous work that you've done with me. I so appreciate it. And
my pleasure.
We're out of time. Susan,
okay.
I love you so
Bye,
much.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
It's not just a place in the sky, it's a home in our hearts, it's a place inside, where spirit moves in
like an ocean of love with the stillness of time. You're the guest of honor in your heart, invited to the holy temple from the start. So be with your search no more, search no more, be with your love. Freedom does not just belong to a child, it's the joy of our soul, shining bright through. It's a place